This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.39, down 2.5. March corn $4.51¾, down 2¾. May corn $4.59¾, down 2.5. November soybeans were $12.68, down 14¾. January soybeans $12.70, down 15. March soybeans $12.53, down 14. December wheat was $6.81¼, up 2¾. March wheat $6.89½, up 2½. May wheat $6.92½, up 2¾. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Tuesday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mostly lower on Tuesday afternoon the 1st. Corn and soybean were lower due to the USDA quarterly stocks report and continued harvest progress. Wheat, however, benefited from the lower-than-expected report and prices were higher. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 13 lower at 407 to 424. Soybean bids were 4 to 15 cents lower at 1237 to 1259. In central Illinois and country grain dealers, quoted shell corn bids 2 to 5 lower at 405 to 426. Soybean bids were 12 to 20 lower at 1233 to 1265. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 20 to 23 cents lower at 383 to 430. Soybean bids were 13 to 18 cents lower at 1238 to 1268. And wheat bids were 4 to 5 higher at 630 to 665. Illinois soybean processors cash soybean bids were 10 to 15 cents lower at 1258 to 1273. Basis was unchanged to 5 higher at 10 under to 5 over the November. Soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 428.50 to 443.50, down $1.40 to 240, with basis unchanged to down 1 at 20 to 35 over the October. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were down 3 to 4 at 419 to 443. Basis was unchanged to down 1 at 20 under to 4 over December. Illinois River Barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids down 9 to 13 cents at 422 to 432. Basis was unchanged to up 4 at 10 to 20 under the December. Soybean was down 44 to 45 at 1276 to 1288. Basis was 7 to 8. Lower at 7 under to 5 over the November. East St. Louis barge and loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids down 2 to 3 cents at 433 to 434. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 7 to 8 cents with quotations at 1286 to 1287. Soft wheat closed 10 to 12 cents higher at 680 to 682. Milo ended the day down 2 at 468 to 469. And on to the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat for December was up 2 3/4 at 681 and a fourth. March was up 2.5 at 689 and a half. May was up 2 3/4 at 692 and a half. Corn for December was down 2.5 at 439. March was down 2 3/4 at 451 and 3/4. May was down 2.5 at 459 and 3/4. Soybeans for November were down 14 3/4 at 1268. January was down 15 at 1270. March was down 14 at 1253. Soybean meal at October was down 140 at 408.50. December was down 210 at 403.30. January was down 240 at $400.90. Soybean oil for October was down 82 points at 40.01. December was down 83 points at 40.27. January was down 83 points at 40.57. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $127.25, down 60 cents. December live cattle, $131.90, down 7 cents. February live cattle, $133.50, down 30 cents. October feeder cattle were $164.40, up 30 cents. November feeder cattle, $166.05, up 85 cents. January feeder cattle, $165.20, up $1.20. October lean hogs were $90.92, down $1.05. December lean hogs, $85.90, down 72 cents. February lean hogs, $88.25, down 65 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's October 1st afternoon livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $3 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 68-70. 4 to 5 weights 70-75. The 5 to 550 weights 73-76. And over 550 pounds, they were bringing 74-77. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $1 to $2 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $62 to $67. Now from the opening report, United Producers Auction at Shelbyville. They had receipts of 362 head. Compared to last week, steers and heifers were $1 to $1.50 higher. Holstein steers were untested early. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, ranging in weight from 1,100 to 1,200, they were bringing 122 to 126. The 1,300 to 1,500-pound steers were bringing 122 to 127. The selects were bringing weights 1,100 to 1,500 pounds, were bringing 120 to 121. Slaughter heifers choice, 1,000 to 1,200-pounders were bringing 121 to 125. The 12 to 1,400-pounders were bringing 122 to 125. Selects and choice, 1,000 to 1,400-pounders were bringing 121. Now on to the Arthur Sale Barn weekly hay report for September 30th. Compared to last week, small squares of alfalfa hay, mixed hay, and traded steady, with grass hay 50 cents higher. Wheat straw traded $1.50 lower in a light test. Receipts showed 1,153 bales sold. And starting with the alfalfa premium quality, we're bringing $6.75 to $9 a bale. Good quality, we're bringing $4.35 to $5.50 a bale. Alfalfa mixed grass, small squares, good quality, were $4.75 to $5.25. Large rounds, 6x5s, were $50 a bale. Alfalfa orchard grass, small squares, premium quality, were $6.25 a bale. Mixed grass, small squares, good quality, we're bringing $3.65 to $5, and the small squares, fair quality, $2.25 to $2.75. Wheat straw, good quality, $3 to $3.50 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.44. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.34. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.44. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.34. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.59. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.73. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.46. The pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.44, corn at Scottville is $4.44, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.59, and wheat at Scottville is $6.46. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. It is 20 minutes after 6 on this Wednesday morning from FM 106, part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. And the Weather Center color radar shows a few areas of scattered light showers south of Route 140 and moving slowly to the southeast. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Stein Seeds.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and refuge in a bag. Myron, what can you tell me about your Rib Complete hybrids?
Stein offers Genuity Smart Stacks and VT Triple Pro Rib Complete options. They take the hassle out of refuge planting by simplifying to a single bag solution, offering the broadest spectrum of insect protection plus herbicide tolerance. Another choice for growers to maximize a field's true potential.
Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact regional sales manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer.
Ready to improve your farm's operating efficiency? Then talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with an integrated system of agronomic products and services. You'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M could apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today and find out why they are your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
And across mid-Illinois for your Wednesday, cloudy skies with scattered showers, high temperatures in the low 80s and light south winds. Tonight, cloudy skies, again a chance of a shower, low temperatures in the mid-60s, and for tomorrow Thursday, becoming partly cloudy, high temperatures in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy and cooler with a chance of a shower Friday night. Low temperatures in the low 40s, highs in the low 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. Cloudy skies on this Wednesday morning, right now a temperature of 69 degrees. It's 6:22, time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
The U.S. House sent the bill that combined its farm program and nutrition bills to the Senate on Monday. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid followed Tuesday with a request for a conference committee to resolve the differences between the House bill and the Senate version. He also named conferees, reappointing the 7 Democrats and 5 Republicans first named in August. The Democrats are Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow, Patrick Leahy of Vermont, Tom Harkin of Iowa, Max Baucus of Montana, Sherrod Brown of Ohio, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, Michael Bennett of Colorado. The Republicans include Ag Ranking Member Thad Cochran, Pat Roberts of Kansas, Saxby Chambliss of Georgia, John Boozman of Arkansas, and John Hoven of North Dakota. All 12 are members of the Senate Agricultural Committee. The reappointment of Senate conferees paves the way for House Speaker John Boehner to name his conferees. Boehner hasn't said whether he will follow tradition and name members of the House Agricultural Committee. Stabenow believes the conference should occur quickly, saying there's no reason they can't sit down this month and get it done. According to Stabenow, there's no excuse not to get it done. those in our listening area can see the effects of the government shutdown firsthand. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has closed as a result of the government shutdown. They have released a notice saying that if people have questions for the staff or fish orders, they can still be turned in to Administrative Coordinator Melissa Cobble at phone number 267-4553 or Resource Conservationist Chris Reynolds at 217-556-1896. With the government shutdown and the surprising numbers in the quarterly grain stocks report, it's been quite a week for the markets. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about what we've seen in the markets as a result of these recent turns.
Well, the markets are not doing well as far as corn and soybeans. Wheat is trying to find some stability. USDA actually had some good news for wheat, even though it boosted the size of the soft red winter wheat crop, the white wheat crop, the hard red spring wheat crop. It took a dive on the hard red winter wheat crop by more than 40 million bushels. That was a big surprise to everyone. And hard red winter wheat is the largest wheat class we have, and it's the one that's in demand in the world right now. So supplies are really starting to tighten up. So wheat has been the stable factor. Corn and soybeans, of course, USDA posting larger stocks estimates than what were expected, and probably the bigger surprise is corn. Soybeans, USDA bumped the size of the 2012 crop by 19 million bushels, and so that raised ending stocks 141 million. That saw the biggest impact price-wise, even though that still leaves stocks-to-use ratio for the old crop year at 4.5%, one of the tightest on record, and really doesn't have much impact on the new crop balance sheet either. So the funds, though, hitting on it, the computer traders really selling hard on the news, and soybeans therefore dragging the rest of the complex lower with some ugly chart signals. The government shutdown, it was a bigger event before it happened than after it happened to this point. Probably the biggest frustration I see in the markets today is with talk about why USDA had to shut down access to its databases just because it was shutting down. Why couldn't they still allow access to those sites? It seemed kind of petty. There's a lot of talk. But overall, not much impact. It may end up delaying the October crop report, which will delay information we need, as well as export sales and export shipment reports. But other than that, not much impact.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.